Mexico City Councilwoman Vicky Briggs joining me in the studio this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's good to see you this morning.
Good to see you. We had somewhat of a brief meeting last night at Mexico City Council.
It must have been a record brief meeting.
But a couple of important things on the agenda last night. Mexico Public Safety is going to be getting a new fire truck.
That's the big news.
Yes.
Even though we may have had a short meeting, we had a big item.
Yes.
And that was the we agreed to purchase a new fire truck. Actually, it's an aerial truck, a ladder truck. And we spent $1,260,009 on it. And we'll have it here in 30 days, within 30 days.
You guys have been planning for this for a little while because, as with everything, it takes a while to get these trucks ordered and get them delivered in. You had budget discussions about this a while back, right?
Well, actually, the big problem is it was a very expensive item, and it was a lot of concern about how we would ever pay for such an expensive item as that. And then along comes the rescue money, the money that, as you know, the COVID money, and we ended up with more money than that, but enough to buy a fire truck. So we got that taken care of, which is a big deal for the community as far as the safety of the community and the well-being of the community.
Certainly. So all of the truck is completely paid for with American Rescue Plan money?
It's all paid for. And Chief Rocket promised us a ride in it when it comes. And
yes. You're getting the first ride, I heard.
I know. And Chris Williams suggested I go up on the bucket, which I'll have to think about that.
Well, let's talk about that bucket because apparently it goes about 100 feet up in the air. Is that the way I understand
it? It goes up 100 feet, which is taller than any building we have, but which is also, I think, the same height that our current truck, old truck, goes to. If you ever watch fire trucks, they have to go up high, and lots of times they have to go above the buildings, and so they can get to whatever fire, you know, is hit down at the fires. So, it'll be brand new, and it's up to date, and it's adequate for the community, and we're very, very pleased about getting it.
Now, a lot of folks may not know why did we need a new fire truck, but we had an aging fire truck, as I understand it.
Our fire truck is 1991. And what is that, 30 years or more?
Yeah.
And Chief Rocket said it's falling apart. And so we're very happy to replace it.
Absolutely. When will we be getting the new fire truck? When will Public Safety have that?
Well, we'll have it within 30 days. So.
But you had kind of a neat story. Where is this at now? And it's going to be driven here to Mexico, right?
It's coming from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It'll be driven here. And if it's ready, I'm sure it'll be driven very shortly and be here very shortly. But they gave 30 days was the delivery date on it. If we had gone with a couple of other companies, which were like $200,000 more expensive, it might have taken over a year to get those. It's very hard to get things now.
Absolutely. And Chief Rocket promised the council members a ride on the truck. I'm hoping she'll take care of the news guy, too.
Okay. But I'll see that
okay,
she does.
Okay, good, good. I can't wait. That'll be a lot of fun. Last night, also, there was one other thing that you guys had approved. It was a resolution basically to help youth sports here in Mexico. The Optimist Club in Mexico had requested some funding, and that was approved last night as well.
Well, we're always very happy. This is just pretty a routine sort of thing for us, and they asked for $5,000 to assist them. They've been doing and you said you'd had the Optimist here to talk to.
Yes.
You, but they've been doing a tremendous amount of work on their fields and fences and things, so we're very happy to support that program. I mean, a lot of kids are in that program, and it's kind of fun to read their list of improvements they've made.
No doubt about it. I don't think it was $5,000 that was
it was $5,000, which is what they asked for. And that's what we approved.
All right. Only one other thing that was on the agenda last night, and that was another purchase for public safety. It was some training lockers, as I understand it.
Oh, yes. The training lockers, that's another item that falling apart.
Yep.
Lockers as they do, and we bought some new ones. And you know, do you have where we bought those from?
I did not have the winning bid on that. I did not write that down, but
I'll find it here.
Getting those
here we go.
Okay.
We bought those from Granger, Waterloo, Iowa. They're a 21-inch deep well locker, and we took the lowest bid on them, $10,063.17.
All right, very good.
And they're very happy to get those too.
I bet they are, absolutely. So we will have another city council meeting, one more for this month, and we certainly appreciate you coming in and getting us updated this morning.
Well, I don't have a lot of news for you. And but it's big news.
That's
it, really,
right.
Is big news, and I hope the community will see that fire truck pretty soon.
No doubt. So. We'll try and post a picture up on KXCO.com for people to look at. But when it comes in, we'll come and get pictures of that as well.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right.